With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The federal government is not rushing to block Japan's Nippon Steel from buying U.S. steel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston fills us in.
President Biden opposes the deal and wants to formally block the acquisition, but the necessary report from the government's Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States has yet to be submitted to the White House. U.S. Steel is headquartered in Pittsburgh, and the proposed takeover carries some political weight during an election year. Pennsylvania is the biggest electoral vote prize among the battleground states. In addition to the president, Vice President Harris and former President Trump have also come out against the deal. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Three Americans are amongst 37 people facing death sentences in Congo charged with trying to overthrow the government.
A lawyer who was present in the court proceedings spoke about the verdict. We are still disappointed with a verdict which is very severe and which did not take into account several issues. The defendants also included a Briton, Belgian, Canadian, and several Congolese. They can appeal the verdict on charges that included terrorism, murder, and criminal association. 13 people were acquitted in the trial. Around 6 people were killed in the failed coup attempt led by the lesser-known opposition figure Christian Malanga. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Blue-collar workers from Boeing walking picket lines in the Pacific Northwest instead of building airplanes after overwhelmingly rejecting a proposed contract that would have raised wages 25% over 4 years. The strike is being held by 33,000 machinists. A billionaire spacewalker back on Earth, SpaceX capsule-carrying tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman and his crew splashed down to the Gulf of Mexico near Florida early today. This is SRN News. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is touting Vice President Kamala Harris' record of promoting the LGBT agenda and pledging that she will continue to do so if elected president. Walz, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, says Harris helped President Biden craft executive orders promoting homosexuality in health care, the military, and education. Democrats counting on LGBT Americans to turn out in large numbers for Harris on Election Day, although their ranks are small and experts do not expect them to be a difference maker. A federal appeals court has upheld a lower court ruling that blocks Arizona from enforcing a 2022 law that bans boys from playing on girls' school sports teams. A 3-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with the lower court that said before puberty, there are no significant differences between boys and girls in sports performance. Similar court battles are springing up all across the country. This is SRN News. An ER nurse comes to the rescue.
A man whose pickup truck got trapped in rushing floodwaters unleashed by rains from Hurricane Francine was saved by a Good Samaritan who also happened to be an emergency room nurse. Miles Crawford waded through waist-high water in New Orleans on Wednesday night to smash through the truck's back window and pull the driver out. 10 minutes later, the vehicle was fully submerged. The 39-year-old Crawford cut his hand in the process but said he had no choice but to do what had to be done. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, September the 15th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Tommy Lee Jones, who is 78 years old. Now, who else is 78? Film director Oliver Stone. Football coach Pete Carroll has 73 candles on his birthday cake. Football Hall of Famer Dan Marino is 63, and actor Tom Hardy is 47 today. This is SRN News.